来读两处的圣经。
Begin by reading two scriptures.
约书亚记五章十三到十五节。
From the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verse 13 to 15.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？”他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”耶和华就俯伏在地下拜，说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：“把你脚上的鞋子脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。”约书亚就照着行了。
From 5:13, now it came about when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us, or are you our adversaries?" He said, "No, rather I indeed come now as the captain of the host of the Lord." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and bowed down, and said to him, "What has my Lord said to his servant?" The captain of the Lord's host said to Joshua, "Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you're standing is holy." And Joshua did so.
在这段的圣经里边，我们请大家注意有几个关键的字。
From this scripture, there are a few key words I want to highlight.
第一个是举目观看。
First is that he lifted up his eyes and looked.
在旧约圣经的当中，这个字大概出现了有四十次之多。
In the Old Testament, this phrase "lifted up his eyes" appeared over 40 times.
那么，尤其是在创世纪里边，以色列的先祖们，比如是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，还有约瑟，他们都是举目观看的人。
Especially in the Old Testament, the forefathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they all were recorded that they lifted up their eyes.
比如说在创世纪的十八章，当神和他的使者在往索多玛去的路上。
For example, in Genesis chapter 18, when God himself and his messengers were on their way to Sodom,
那么他们就到了那个幔利的橡树，就是亚伯拉罕支搭帐篷的地方。
They came to the oaks of Mamre, where Abraham was sitting at the tent door.
神的话就说亚伯拉罕举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着，他就伏伏在地。
And it was recorded of Abraham that he lifted up his eyes and looked, behold, three men were standing opposite him.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们常常会问说，我们怎么能够看见主
？So brothers and sisters, we often hear ourselves asking ourselves or each other, how can we see the Lord?
举目观看是一个关键。
Here, lifting up our eyes and look is a key.
那么第二个字是耶和华军队的元帅向耶稣亚显现。
Second key word is that he is the captain of the Lord's army.
那么他手里有拔出来的刀。
And there is a drawn sword in his hand.
那么我们都知道在以赛亚九章神启示我们的主，他是奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君。
And we have all heard in Isaiah chapter 9, the Lord revealed to us that His name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
那么在这里神启示他的儿子是征战的元帅。
But here the Lord reveals his son as the captain of the Lord's army.
因为他的手里有拔出来的刀。
Because there's a sword drawn in his hand.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们常常说属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, we often talk about the spiritual battle that we're in today.
但是我们却把刀是挂在腰间的，是一个装饰品。
But often we hold our sword on our waist as a decoration.
刀必须是拿在手里才能够征战的。
You can only hold the sword in your hand, then you can enter into battle.
那么第三个字是耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说了一句话。
And the third key word is the word that this captain of the Lord's army spoke to Joshua.
说你要把你脚上的鞋子要脱下来。
He said, "Remove your sandals from your feet."
那么这句话我们用中文读的话，我们不容易体会它的分量。
And if we read it in Chinese, perhaps we can't understand the weight of the word.
但是在原文的里边，脱下鞋子这个字，它是一个命令语气。
But in the original text, remove your sandals is a word of command.
换句话说，属天的元帅不是在那里跟约书亚商量说。
Or in another word, this captain of the Lord's army is not just negotiating or suggesting to Joshua.
说你可不可以把你脚上的鞋子脱下来？
He's not saying, would you please remove your sandals?
或者像弟兄翻译的讲，说是请你把脚上的鞋子脱下来好吗？
He's not asking, or could you do this as a favor?
没有的，这个耶和华军队的元帅是说你必须是这样做的。
But as the captain of the Lord's army, he commands Joshua, remove your sandals.
所以这样子我们就知道了，这是我们每一个到主面前去的人是必须。
And if we understand that, then we will understand that this is an experience we all must have if we want to draw near to the Lord.
那么等一会儿我们再会回到这三个字。
And we'll come back to these points later.
我们再来念出圣经是在新约，是在希伯来书的十二章。
And we'll read another scripture from New Testament, Hebrews chapter 12.
第一到第二节。
From verse 1 and 2.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。我们就听到这里。
Verse 1 and the first part of verse 2. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
那么第二节这里一句话用来说明我们刚才读到约书亚记那个举目观看是最合适不过了。
And so this, from verse 2, we see that lifting up our eyes and looked is so appropriate from the book of Joshua.
那么前面读经的弟兄常常提醒我们说仰望在这里还有望断的意思。
And some older brothers has reminded us this fixing our eyes also means just gazing upon the Lord.
那么实在来说仰望耶稣就是望断耶稣。
That to really gaze upon him.
也就是说我们不但是要举目观看我们还要定睛观看。
That meaning not only we need to lift up our eyes and look, but also to really gaze upon him.
所以许多的时候弟兄姊妹不是我们没有仰望耶稣我们的确是举目观看了但是我们只看了一眼我们就转过去了。
So often it's not that we are not looking up, but we did look up. We raised our eyes, we looked,And we saw him and we turned away.
刚才弟兄带领我们唱圣徒诗歌的第509首。
And we just sang this hymn 509.
今天我们说爱主我们不要爱这个世界和这个世界上的事。
Today if we say we love the Lord then we cannot love the world or the things of the world.
弟兄姊妹我们绝不能靠着打压这个世界我们咒诅这个世界我们斩断和这个世界一切的联系我们觉得这样子我们就可以爱主更多了。
Sometimes we feel like if we want to love the Lord then we have to suppress the world within us we have to cut off all the love of the world and all the care for the world then we can draw near to God
绝对不是这样的因为这不过是把我们带进律法里边的一条路
but it's not like that because then you will only enter into legality
我想大家都有感觉的结果世界在我们里边不但是没有被赶走而且越赶越大难道不是吗
Because so often our experience is not only you cannot suppress the world within you, but the more you fight against it, the bigger this world, the draw of world becomes.
这首诗歌的作者，这一个姊妹，她从她自己实际的经历的里边，把一条行得通的路，把一条对的路，现在放在我们的面前。
But the author of this hymn, the sister, has shown us her own experience, one that is true and correct,And it's applicable.
这首诗歌很宝贵的一个地方。
And that is why this hymn is so precious.
那么如果我们照着英文歌词的次序来唱最后副歌最后一句话。
But if we sing it, if we read the last stanza from the English,
那里诗歌的作者他就说，所有的事物都要次第变色成盲人。
He says all the things of the earth will grow strangely dim.
是在他荣耀的光中。
That is in the light of his glory and grace.
弟兄姊妹，这就是那一条路。
And that is the way.
我们进到属灵生命的实际的里边。
If we want to enter into the reality of God's Spirit,
其实不在乎别的，只在乎一点，那就是转眼仰望耶稣，望断他的荣耀。
It is not to deal with all the outward stuff, but rather to come and turn your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
那么除他以外，所有的事物都要次第变色。
And everything else outside of him will become very dim in his light.
弟兄姊妹，这就是生命的次序，是再自然不过的事情。
So that is the order, and that is the most natural way.
所以你看见了吗？我们若是不举目观看，我们若是不转眼仰望耶稣，我们是绝对不能爱神胜过爱世界的。
So if we do not turn our eyes, if we do not lift up our eyes to see him, then there is no way for us to love the Lord more than we love the world.
尼托生弟兄曾经说过一句话。
Brother Watchman Nee has said before.
他说基督是一切属灵的事物。
That he said Christ is everything that is spiritual.
我自己觉得这恐怕是今天被我们忘记的最干净彻底的一句话。
And I am afraid that that's one thing that we forget the most today.
我们的孩子从小到大
，and we are as our children grow from young to old，
从儿童班一直到初中，一直到高中班
，from elementary school to middle school to high school，
他们都在我们中间受教导的服侍。
They have all been taught. They have all been served among us.
属灵的知识一定是学了不少的。
They have learned so many spiritual lessons.
但是弟兄姊妹，为什么他们中间有的就进了大学，就出了教会了呢？
But how come so many of them, as they enter into college, they will leave the church?
这当中当然是有很多的原因的。
And of course, there are many different factors.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们若只是传了属灵的知识，没有把那个举目观看的眼光传给他们的话。
But if we only teach them and preach to them the spiritual knowledge, but we do not teach them how to turn their eyes upon Jesus himself.
那么等到世界把他们的眼睛都看花了以后，他们定归是不回来的。
And when, it will be too late when the world attracts their eyesight to show them all the beauties and the wonders of the world, then of course they will not come back anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要举目观看耶稣。
So brothers and sisters, we need to look up and lift up our eyes and look at Jesus.
我们要望断耶稣。
We need to fix our gaze upon him.
因为这个是我们的路，这是侍奉的方向，这是我们得力的那个秘诀。
Because this is our way, this is the direction of our ministry, and this is the secret of our strength.
我想我们读经就听到这里。
So this is the, concludes the scripture we want to read this morning.
我们有点祷告。
We have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你的爱向着我们是何等的长阔高深。
Because how high, wide, deep and long is your love towards us.
我们真是愿与众圣徒我们一同的来认识，一同的来明白，也一同的来经历。
We want to come with all the saints to understand, to know and to experience your love.
主，我们今天到你的面前，我们就把我们自己做一个倒空的器皿，放在主你的脚前。
Lord, as we appear before you today, we want to be an empty vessel before your feet.
愿你一直的来充满，一直来充满。
You fill us more and more, fill us.
满到一个地步，有活水的江河从我们里边涌流出来。
Fill us until that living water overflows.
因为你说，凡信你的人，从他们的腹中要流出活水的江河。
Because that is your promise that anyone believes in you, in his innermost living water will flow.
主，我们感谢你，这不是我们能够做的，这是你的工作。
Lord, we thank you. This is not anything we could do, but it's your work.
因为我们都是你的工作，是在基督耶稣里做成的。
Because we are all the workmanship of God in Christ Jesus.
主，我们感谢你，我们把这一段的时间仰望交在你同在荣耀的当中。
So we thank you, Lord. We commit this time into your wonderful presence.
愿你向我们说话，向我们里边吹生命的火气。
May you speak to us and breathe in your breath of life.
靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
We thank you in Jesus' precious name. We pray.
Amen. 我们来大致回顾一下以色列出埃及的历史。
So let us have a quick review of the history of how Israel came out of Egypt.
当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候
，When Moses led Israel out of Egypt.
那么一面来说，他们是得了自由，离开了埃及的为奴之地。
On one hand, they gained the freedom. They left the life of slavery from Egypt.
但是从另一面来说，他们虽然是得了自由了，但是他们没有离开埃及的权势。
But on the other hand, even though they had the freedom, but they did not escape from the power of Egypt.
所以当他们前脚出了埃及，后脚就有法老王带着全埃及的马车军兵来追赶他们。
Therefore, as soon as they left Egypt, Pharaoh and all of his army and his chariots came chasing after them.
那么终于在红海边，那么埃及的权势就追上了以色列人。
Finally, the army of Egypt caught up to them by the shore of the Red Sea.
那么这时候神的百姓，他们前面有红海挡道。
So for the people of Israel, they have the Red Sea before them.
他们后面有埃及的追兵。
And they have all the army chasing behind them.
那么如果他们在这个地方不能胜过埃及的权势的话，那么他们只有一条路，就是被重新的掳回去，重新做埃及王的那个奴隶。
If they cannot overcome the power of Egypt right there at that place, then their only way forward is to be captured back and become slave again.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果今天你我是以色列人，在当时的那个情形的下面，我们就会看见，我们就会真实的感觉到，这是一件很现实的事情。
So if you and I were like the Israelites at that time, if you put yourself in their shoes, then this is a very real experience.
那么我们感谢神，他就在红海边给以色列人他安排了一条胜过埃及权势的那条路。
So we praise the Lord for arranging this way of victory for the Israelites right at the Red Sea.
那么这条路就是过红海。
And we all know that is to pass through the Red Sea.
所以出埃及十四章就告诉我们说，神叫红海分家了。
And so therefore from Exodus 14, the Lord parted the Red Sea.
那么以色列人他们过红海如同走干地。
And as the sea was divided, the Israelites passed through the sea as they walked through dry land.
那么等到所有的以色列人都过了红海，那么当然法老王的马车追兵也就跟着他们下到红海的海底。
And as soon as all the people of Israel passed through the Red Sea, and of course the Pharaoh and his armies and his chariots chased them into the sea.
那么这时候分开两边的红海就回流复原。
And that the sea that was divided for the Israelites returned as normal.
淹没了埃及法老王的车辆和军兵。
And it drowned over all the chariots and the army of the Pharaoh.
所以埃及的权势，法老王的军兵是在红海的海底一个都没有剩下的。
So all the power of Egypt died completely at the bottom of the Red Sea.
所以我们说埃及的权势从此以后就被埋在红海的海底，他再也不能起来辖制神的儿女了。
And it was said that the power of Egypt and the power of Pharaoh was buried forever at the bottom of the Red Sea. They can no longer rise up and enslave the people of God.
今天我们都知道以色列人过红海的故事。
And today we all know about this story.
连主日学儿童主日学的小朋友他们都知道。
Even the youngest children in our Sunday school classes know the story.
但是弟兄姊妹，它对我们来说仅仅是3500年以前的历史故事吗？
But is this just a historical story that happened 3500 years ago?
我们都不是以色列人。
None of us is Israelite.
难道是仅仅是因为我们都不是以色列人，所以过红海对我们来说就无分无关了？
Is it just because we're not Israelites, so this story has nothing to do with us?
从属灵的意义上来讲，埃及代表这个物质和繁荣的世界。
And spiritually, Egypt represents this material, this world of rich and wealth.
那么今天我们读出埃及记的时候，我们都知道这个属灵的意义的。
And we all know as we read the story of Exodus, we know what it means spiritually.
那么约翰一书二章十五节那里说，不要爱世界和世界上的事情。
And 1 John chapter 2:15 says, "Do not love the world or the things of the world."
我们都知道约翰在这里，他不是指这神创造的世界说的。
And we know John is not talking about this material creation that God has made.
因为我们大家都会唱一首诗歌，叫做《这是天父的世界》。
Because we all know and love this hymn called "This is My Father's World."
天父的世界是多么美丽，多么奇妙。
And what a wonderful world, beautiful world.
我们当然爱天父所造的世界。
And of course, we love the creation our Father has made.
我们也知道的，约翰他不是说我们不要爱世人。
And of course, we also know John does not mean that we do not love the people of the world.
圣经常常用世界来代表世人。
And often the Bible used the world as in the people of the world.
我们大家都熟悉的约翰三章十六节讲神爱世人。
And we know the John 3:16 so well. God loves the world.
就像弟兄刚才翻译的，那么这个在原文的里边，在英文的翻译的里边是神爱这个世界。
At least in English, it's translated as the world, but you understand it as the people of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，约翰所讲的世界是一个管辖和控制世界的那个权势。
But here in John is talking about a world that is the power that controls over the world.
就好像当年法老王他在埃及全地所拥有的那个无处不在、那个独一不二、说一不二的那个权势。
Just as the power of Pharaoh at that time, that he had the absolute power over this whole known world.
你若是要在他的势力范围里边，你做一个以色列人。
If you were Israelites under his power,
那你无论走到哪里，那法老王的权势就跟到你哪里。
Then no matter where you go, then the power of Pharaoh will follow you there.
他的权势是你跑到红海边你都跑不出去的。
You can even run to the edge of the Red Sea, but you will still be under his power.
所以弟兄姊妹，这叫做世界和世界上的事。
So this is what it means.Of the world and the things of the world.
那么现在以色列人他们想要在法老王的权势的里边做神的儿女。
And now the Israelites want to become children of God under the power of Pharaoh.
他们要行出神的旨意来彰显神的荣耀。
They want to do the will of God. They want to manifest the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是绝对不可能的一件事。
And that would be an impossible task.
所以在出埃及的第八章，我们都记得法老王对摩西有一个很好的建议。
So you remember Pharaoh actually had a really good suggestion to Moses in chapter 8.
那么法老王说，他说其实你们以色列人不必这么兴师动众的要出埃及。
So Pharaoh made a suggestion to Moses saying, you don't have to do all that work and leave Egypt.
你们可以在这地祭祀你们的神。
He says, "Go sacrifice to your God within the land."
摩西是属灵的人。
But Moses is a man of God.
所以他断然拒绝了。
And he rejected that suggestion.
弟兄姊妹，今天世界的权势就在我们一切的衣食住行的里边。
And today, the power of this world is in everything that we do and touch.
我们的学业，我们的事业，我们的家庭生活，我们的娱乐，包括年轻人爱玩的游戏，抖音，爸爸妈妈的微信，都在他的权势的下面。
Everything that we have, from our studies to our career to our food and clothes to the games that young people like to play to the WeChat that the parents like to play.
他想尽一切的办法来吸引我们，要我们爱他。
The world has all kinds of methods and ways for us to attract our eyes so that we will love the world.
我在国内有一个朋友是在抖音里边做事的。
And I have a friend in China that worked for this company, Douyin or Bilibili.
TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah.
是。
那么他就说这个在这个公司里边上班是压力是很大的。
And he said he was under so much pressure working for the company.
那么你要不断的想出新的点子来。
And you have to constantly come up with new creative ideas.
因为他要吸引。
Because they need to draw more eyeballs.
他要吸引所有的来用的人。
They need to draw all the users to refresh new viewers.
那么他讲到他项目的那个经理就跟他讲，他们的目标就是在你看上第一眼还没有过一秒钟的时候，你就要把你的一生都放在他里面。
He said his project manager actually tell him their goal is that in the first second that you see this video, before you even realize what it is, you will put your whole life into it.
为什么弟兄姊妹？其实他的目的很明确的。
Why is that? Their goal is very simple.
就是约翰说的，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Just like John has said, if anyone loves the world, then the love of the Father is not in him.
弟兄姊妹，埃及不怕以色列人离开他。
Pharaoh is not afraid for the Israelites to leave Egypt.
因为他们就是跑到红海边，埃及的权势也总能够抓住他们，把他们抓回去重新做奴隶的。
Because even if they can escape to the edge of the Red Sea, the power of the world can still capture them back into slavery.
但是他有一件事情他是很害怕的。
But there's one thing that they're afraid of.
害怕的不得了的。
They were deathly afraid of this.
那就是过红海。
That the Israelites would even dare to cross the Red Sea.
因为根本来说，红海就是埃及权势的葬身之地。
Because that is a place all the power of Egypt will be buried.
那么我们就要问弟兄姊妹了。
Then we need to ask brothers and sisters.
今天我们是重生得救了。
Today, yes, we have been born again.
但是我们的生活有没有过红海？
But has our life crossed the Red Sea?
其实弟兄姊妹，这不是很高深的问题。
And truly, this is not a high and lofty theory.
我们在儿童主日学里边跟小朋友讲过红海的故事。
We have talked about this story in the Sunday school classes over and over again.
小朋友们都知道爸爸妈妈的手机是一定要扔到红海里去的。
Our children know that the cell phone of your parents.Must be drawn into the Red Sea.
我们读保罗在加拉太六章十四节他那里讲的那一句话。
And if you read what Paul has said in Galatians chapter 6:14,
因着十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上了；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
That to the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们做神的儿女。
Today, as children of God,
我们到哪里才能够去找到世界的权势？
Where can we find or see the power of the world?
我们再反过来说，世界的权势如果要来找我们。
Or on the other hand, if the power of the world come to find us,
他应该到哪里才能够找得到神儿女呢？
Where can they go to find the children of God?
弟兄姊妹，乃是在十字架上面，不是吗？
Shouldn't it be that all of us, the world will find us on the cross?
十字架就是我们的过红海。
And this is crossing the Red Sea for us.
所以保罗他在林前二章二节他那里说，我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Therefore, Paul has said to the Corinthians, says, I am determined to know nothing from you except Christ and Him crucified.
弟兄姊妹，保罗说他已经定了主意了。
And Paul says, I have made this determination.
今天你和我在过红海这件事上有没有定了一个主意？
But have we made that determination for ourselves, for you and I, in this matter of crossing the Red Sea?
许多的时候我们做了神儿女。
So often we are children of God.
但是我们向着我们的主并不自由。
Yet we do not have the freedom towards our God.
我们向着属灵生命的事情我们不自由。
We don't have a freedom towards the spiritual life that we desire after.
为什么弟兄姊妹？
Why is that?
实在来说就是因为我们很少过红海。
In reality is because we have not crossed the Red Sea.
或者说我们根本还没有过红海。
Or we haven't even started crossing the Red Sea at all.
那么我们感谢神，以色列人在摩西的带领下面，他们过了红海，他们来到旷野了。
We thank the Lord that the Israelites under the leadership of Moses were able to cross the Red Sea and enter into the wilderness.
那么在那里他们是享受到完全的自由。
In the wilderness, they were completely freed from the power of Egypt.
因为埃及的权势是埋在红海的底下，再不会起来来逼迫他们了。
Because the power of Pharaoh was buried under the water of the Red Sea, and it will never rise again.
那在那里，他们有两块石板，他们有会幕，他们吃玛拿，哦，实在是好的无比的。
And there in the wilderness, they had two tablets of testimonies. They had manna to eat. They had the tent of meeting that they can see the Lord.
但是从另外一面来讲，他们已经开始习惯并且喜爱上了这种居于中间的那个旷野的生活。
But after a while, they became used to this middle ground that is in the wilderness.
所以他们就把旷野当作是出埃及的一个目的地了。
So they began to treat this wilderness as the goal or the purpose of them leaving Egypt.
所以我们就会说，这些人他们人出了埃及，心还留在埃及。
Therefore, the Bible says their body left Egypt, yet their heart was still in Egypt.
那么埃及的权势是埋在红海底下了，但是埃及的道路现在还存留在他们心里。
Yes, the power and the army of Egypt was buried under the Red Sea, yet the way of Egypt, the way of the world is still in their heart.
所以我们就看见了他们在旷野那里他们抱怨神。
So they start to murmur and complain against God.
他们在那里拜金牛犊。
They started to worship the golden calf.
他们实在是不愿意从旷野再往前走一步。
They didn't want to take one step further from the wilderness.
所以他们说，我们倒不如死在埃及，也比进迦南地强。
So they said, we should have died in Egypt. That would have been better than entering into Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天是不是我们这个人出了埃及，但是我们以旷野作为得救的目的。
So brothers and sisters, have you left Egypt yet treated this wilderness as the purpose and the goal?
我们蒙恩得救那么多的年。
We perhaps have been saved for so many years.
但是不是我们所有的见证不过是主耶稣为我做了这个，主耶稣为我做了那个。
It's all of our testimony, simply the Lord has done this for me, the Lord has done that for me.
今天我们是不是以因信称义，以因信耶稣上天堂，我们为满足了？
Are we simply satisfied, by this salvation by faith, that we have been justified by faith and we can go to heaven?
但是因信得生命的那条路，我们就不愿意再走下去了。
But you were unwilling to walk further on this way of life by faith.
所以现在我们明白了，弟兄姊妹，第一代出埃及的那些的以色列人。
So now we understand that the first generation of Israelites who left Egypt.
他们是有真实的经历的。
They have true experience.
他们是真真实实出了埃及的。
They really left Egypt.
他们是真真实实是过了红海的。
They really crossed the Red Sea.
但是他们中间除了约书亚和加勒，他们都统统的倒闭旷野。
But that entire generation, except for Joshua and Caleb, had all died in the wilderness.
没有一个人进到迦南美。
Not one of them entered into.The land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，哥罗西一章里边有一句话。
In Colossians chapter 1, there is one verse.
讲到宝贝的救恩。
It talks about the precious salvation of the Lord.
保罗就说他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势。
The Lord's, Paul says he rescued us from the domain of darkness.
把我们迁到爱子的国里。
But furthermore, he transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved son.
今天是不是在我们的里边只有头一句话，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势。
For us today, do we only have the first part of this phrase that he has rescued us from the domain of darkness?
我们就跟我们的主讲，这太好了，这个救恩太伟大了。
And we just simply tell the Lord, this is so great. praise the Lord for the salvation.
至于爱子的国度，我们就跟主讲，我们就停在这里吧。
But you tell the Lord, we don't need to go further into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
今天我们重生得救，我们当然是脱离了黑暗的权势。
And of course, we have been born again. We have been saved and rescued from darkness.
刚才我们唱的第一首的波饼聚会的诗歌，就是他不能救自己。
And even that first hymn that we sang at the table meeting, Himself, he cannot save.
弟兄姊妹，在祷告的里边，我们里边都有这个看见，说他是能够救自己的。
In our prayer, we all had this vision. He was able to save himself.
但是他没有救自己。
But he would not save himself.
因为只有他在十字架上死了。
Because only if he dies on the cross.
他才能带我们能够脱离黑暗的权势。
Then he will be able to rescue us out of the dominion of darkness.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在饼杯的桌子的面前。
So today as we gather before the table,
就证明这个救恩已经是完成了，我们已经脱离黑暗的权势了。
That itself is already the proof that the salvation is complete, that we have been rescued from darkness.
但是我们要借着保罗的第二句话，我们要问一个问题。
But we need to ask ourselves from the second part of this verse.
弟兄姊妹，今天你身在何处？我身在何处？
Where are we born today, you and I?
我们这个人今天在什么地方？
Where are we living today?
今天你和我的生活和侍奉，我们应该是怎样才能够见证我们是真真实实的，我们是活在爱子的国里？
How can we live and work and carry out our being today so that we can truly have a testimony that we have been transferred into the kingdom of His beloved Son?
我们实在是感谢神。
We do thank the Lord.
一面摩西五经叫我们看见摩西是怎样把以色列人带出了埃及。
On one hand, the five books of Moses told us how the Lord has led the Israelites out of Egypt.
那么一面就是约书亚记叫我们看见约书亚是如何的把他们带进迦南的美地。
But following through that, the book of Joshua showed us how the Lord had led the people into the land of promise.
在以色列人来讲，这是两代人的历史。
To the Israelites, this is the history of two full generations.
但是在保罗哥罗西书一章的那一句话里边来讲，是一件事情。
But to Paul, as he summarized in Colossians, this is one and the same matter.
一面是他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，这是摩西带领以色列人出埃及的工作。
On one hand, he has rescued us from the domain of darkness. That is what Moses did, rescuing people, the Israelites out of Egypt.
一面是他把我们迁到埃及的国里，这是约书亚带领以色列人进迦南的经历。
But on the other hand, he has already transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved son, and that is Joshua leading people into Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，两代人的经历
，two full generations，
这是完全不同的经历
，and the completely different experiences。
但是在我们主的救恩的里边是一个经历
，but in the salvation of our Lord Jesus, it is one。
这是我们今天何等有福的地方
，and that's why we are so blessed。
那么当那些第二代的以色列人
，and as the second generation of Israelites。
他们从旷野出来，他们要进到迦南美地。
When they moved on from the wilderness, as they pressed on into the land of Canaan,
首当其冲的，他们就是要过约旦河。
And the first thing they need to do was to cross over River Jordan.
那么当然，我们就要问了，有没有第二条路吗
？And of course, we will ask, is there any other way?
那如果我想我是以色列人的话，我那个时候我一定会问约书亚的。有没有第二条路
？If I were the Israelites at that time, I definitely would ask Joshua, "Can you not find us a better way?"
难道一定要过约旦河，我们才能够进到那个地方
？Do we have to cross over Jordan before entering into the Promised Land?
弟兄姊妹，难道不是就有两个半的支派，他们到了约旦河东的地方？他们就说这里是我们的家，我们不必再过去了。
And do we not remember that two and a half tribe of Israelites, they just said, when they got to the east side of Jordan, they said, this is our home, we don't need to go to the other side.
弟兄姊妹，其实这是很实际的问题。
And that is actually, the reality.
世界的原则就是条条大路通罗马。
It's very practical in this world that all roads lead, No old roads lead to Rome.
路是越多越好的，难道不是吗？
Isn't it great to have more ways than less?
我有一个朋友，他们推孩子是很用力的，就是他们在孩子的教育的上面是很用心的。
I had some friends who are very strict, and they were very motivated in trying to raise up their kids.
那么孩子在读
education,
孩子在读初中的时候，爸爸妈妈就开始帮他们联系海外的学校了。
So even when their kids were in middle school, the parents were already trying to enroll them into foreign or international schools.
因为是我的好朋友，他们就来问我。
And because I'm their good friend, so they come to ask me.
那我就说我在休斯顿啊，休大就是很不错啊。
And so I told them I'm in Houston, University of Houston is a great school.
休大不好吗？
Is it not true?
很好的学校是吧？休大很不错的。
Very true.
那么我觉得他们大概就是说，对对对对，那你大概到修大帮我们去问一下，有关的事项。
So they told me, oh yeah, if that's true, that's great. Then can you go to the school and, you know, ask about admissions and things like that?
结果我回去探亲，我才知道。
So when I go back and I find out more information,
他们在全美国大概问了二三十个学校。
They have already asked 20 or 30 schools in America.
而且他们在英国还问了学校。
And they also asked about schools in England.
澳大利亚问了学校。
And some schools in Australia.
他们最后两个学校问的是在你不相信的地方叫巴拿马。
And also they have gone all the way to Panama.To ask about universities.
那我就说你有必要吗？问那么多的学校，问的你眼睛都花了。
I asked them, is that even necessary? You have already completely lost your mind.
他说路是越多越好啊。
He said, of course, the more the better.
世界人做事情就是路是越多越好的。
And that's the way of the world. The more ways you find, the more options you have.
那两个半支派的人，他们被加南美地，他们被河东的那个美地就吸引了。
And that two and a half tribes were attracted by the land on the east side of Jordan.
他们就说我们不必过约旦河，我们照样可以享受好过加南地的福气的。
And he said, we don't need to cross over Jordan. We can already enjoy the blessings of God.
所以到了约书亚在迦南地研究分地的时候，只有九个半支派站在神面前。
So when Joshua crossed over Jordan, when they were standing in the promised land and taking lot to divide the land, only 9.5 tribes were before them.
另外两个半支派就不见了。
The other 2.5 has already stayed on the other side.
弟兄姊妹，他们出埃及的时候是12个支派。
When they left Egypt, there were 12 tribes.
他们过红海的时候是十二个支派。
When they crossed over Red Sea, there were 12 tribes.
他们在旷野靠着神的恩典继续起来往前行的时候是十二个支派。
When they pressed down in the wilderness by the grace of God, there were 12 tribes.
当第二代的以色列人他们起来要进迦南的时候是十二个支派。
And when the second generation of Israelites rised up in the wilderness, there were 12 tribes.
但是他们真正的站在神的面前，享受神应许给他们的那个迦南美地的时候，只有九个半。
But when they rised up to receive all the blessings of God in the promised land, there were only 9.5.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们到底是九个半，还是那两个半？
So today, are we part of the 9.5 or the 2.5?
所以我们感谢神说他叫约书亚说是你要带领以色列人进迦南地因为那里才是他们出埃及的目的地
And so that's why the Lord prompted Joshua lead the people into the land of Canaan because that is where the Lord has promised them
但是弟兄姊妹就像我们刚才讲的神只量给他们一条路没有第二条路的
But as we just mentioned, the Lord only gave them one way, not a second way.
那么这条路是怎么绕你也绕不过去的，那就是过约旦河。
And then you can really not go around it because that is the River Jordan.
以色列人过约旦河并不是地理上的原因。
And they had to cross the river Jordan not because of geography.
今天有一些新派的人，他们就讲以色列人过约旦河是因为地理上的原因。
Some people rise up today with new theories that they had to cross Jordan because of the geography.
他们根本不认识神，根本没有经历过神的生命。
They really did not know God and they have not experienced the life of God.
凡是认识主、经历过主的人都知道，我们必须是过约旦河的，就只有这一条路。
For anyone who has experienced God, then you will know that this is the only way to follow the Lord.
过约旦河是有属灵生命的意义。
And there is spiritual meanings behind crossing the river Jordan.
那么今天我们回头看以色列人过约旦河。
And today, when we look back to see the Israelites as they crossed the river Jordan,
那当然是信心里的经历。
And of course, it is their experience in their faith.
那约书亚三章就告诉我们说，以色列人他们要过约旦河的时候，正好是当地收割的季节。
And Joshua chapter 3 says, when they were getting ready to cross River Jordan, it was the time of harvest.
那么一年一次，这个约旦河水到了收割季节的时候，这个水位是很高的，最高的。
That this River Jordan overflows all its banks.
那么，就像弟兄翻译的讲，它是涨过两岸的。
This is the highest water level of the river. Every once a year, it overflows all its banks.
根本来说，以色列人要在那个时候过约旦河，是绝对不可能的。
And in reality, to cross over Jordan at that time is impossible.
你游泳也是不成的。
You can't even swim across.
但是那些刚抬约柜的祭司，他们顺服神的命令。
But those who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, those priests, they obey the word of the Lord.
他们是在信心的里边，他们把脚踏进河水。
By faith, they stepped into the river.
不要忘记了，当他们把脚踏进河水的时候，那个河水还是涨过两岸的河水。
And don't forget, when they were stepping into the river, it is a river that's overflowing its banks.
但是他们把脚放进去的时候，约旦河水就在远处隔绝，立起成垒。
But as soon as they stepped into the river, that the river heaped up from far away.
那么以色列人他们就跟着约柜，他们全体就走干地，就过了约旦河。
And that the whole people of Israel followed the ark to cross through the river Jordan as if walking on dry land.
这当然是信心里的经历。
And of course, this is an experience in their faith.
第二是团体的经历。
But also, it's an experience corporately.
因为祭司们他们刚抬约柜走在队伍的最前头。
Because the priests, they were carrying the ark, they were walking ahead of everyone.
那么他们在信心里边是一致的。
And by faith, they had one accord.
那么他们的步调才能够一致。
And so that their footsteps can be in unison.
不但他们步调一致，他们的感觉也是要一致的。
Not only their footsteps were in unison, but also in their feeling and in their,sense in their heart must be the same.
你这样你才能够抬着约柜，过约旦河的。
And that's the only way that you can carry the ark together across the river.
那我在我年纪很小的时候有过一段的经历，就是去修铁路。
When I was very young, I had experience to work on the railway.
那么铁路的这个铁轨的下面都有，那个时候是木头，很粗的，叫我们叫枕木。
And under the rails there are the wood beams. What is it called?
那个时候是很落后的，没有机器的，都是靠人抬的。
And at that time we didn't have any machinery, so we have to carry it by hand.
所以我们四个人，两个人在这头，两个人在那头。
And it takes four people, two on each end.
那么你在抬的时候，有一个人他是领头的。
And when you're carrying it, there's one person taking the lead.
那么他是有节奏从他嘴里喊出来的。
And he will call out a rhythm.
那么你这剩下三个人，你都要跟着他嘴里喊出来的节奏的。
And the other three people have to follow that rhythm.
那么每一个领头的人，他的节奏是不一样的。
And for every leader of the carriers, they have a different way of calling out the rhythms.
有的人的节奏是一二三。
Some people will say 1, 2, 3.
有的人的节奏是一二三四。
Some people will say 1, 2, 3, 4.
有的人的节奏就是两个字一二。
Some people will just say 1-2, 1-2.
所以大家都要跟着这一个的协调一致的。
But everyone carrying the beam have to follow the leader.
所以你不能说前面的人是这一个一二，你后面走一二三。
So you can't have a leader calling 1-2, 1-2, the other person is carrying 1-2, 3,
那么在后面一个人说你一二三，我走一二三四。
And the other person says, I'm used to 1-2, 3-4, so I walk in my own ways.
弟兄姊妹，今天神家见证的亏缺常常是我们的步调不一致的。
So often in today's time that the testimony of the Lord is being hurt because we are walking in different ways.
常常在我们里边会有一个悖逆的天性，说我为什么一定要听你的一二三？我不能走我自己的一二三四五。
We have this nature of rebellion that often just tells ourselves, "How come I have to listen to you, your rhythm? How come I cannot walk to my own path?"
这是一点。
And this is one thing.
另外一点很重要的。
But another thing is also very important.
不是祭司要过约旦河。
It is not that only the priests are crossing over a river.
而是约柜要过约旦河。
But rather it is the ark that needs to cross over.
以色列人跟着祭司，他们是没有出路的。
And if the people were only following the priests, then they would not have a way.
他们跟着祭司肩膀上抬着的那个约柜，他们到哪里都是有一条路的。
But rather, if they follow the ark that is on the shoulder of the priests, then they can go anywhere and there will be a way.
所以弟兄姊妹，那些刚抬约柜的祭司，他们在这个上面，这一点的上面，他们的看见必须是完全一致的。
So for all those priests who are carrying the ark, they must have the same vision.
当约柜在他们的肩膀上的时候
，When the ark is upon their shoulders，
每一个祭司在他们里边，他们都说
，That all the priests have a life within them。
主啊，你过河了。
And they will all say, Lord, you cross the river first。
你过去，我们都有出路了。
And as you cross, we will have a way。
这样子约柜才能够在祭司的肩膀上带领全体的以色列人过埃及哦，过约旦河，难道不是吗？弟兄
，That's the only way for the priest to carry the ark for the whole people of Israel to cross over the River Jordan.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们讲到信心的经历。
So today, as we talk about establishing our faith,
我们讲到团体的经历。
We talk about our experience corporately.
这是主的见证在神儿女中间的那一条的路。
That is the way of the testimony of the Lord among His people.
那么除去这一点，我们再来看一下约书亚记的四章。
And besides this, let us look further in chapter 4 of Joshua.
这是一件很稀奇、很稀奇的事情。
It is actually a marvelous thing here, recorded here.
以色列人他们过约旦河的时候
，As they crossed over the River Jordan,
神就吩咐约书亚说
，The Lord commanded Joshua,
你叫十二个支派当中各派一个代表
，Take for yourself 12 men, each one from a tribe.
他们每一个人从约旦河的中间取一块石头。
Take up for yourself 12 stones from the middle of Jordan.
所以这就不是十二块石头了吗？
So isn't that 12 stones?
那么神就说，这十二块石头就代表以色列的十二个支派。
The Lord says these 12 stones represents the 12 tribes of Israel.
那么神说，你们把这十二块的石头，你带到约旦河西岸的那个新的土地的上面，你立在那里做以色列的见证。
The Lord says, "Take these 12 stones and put them in the land of Canaan, in that new land, as a memorial."
哎，我们觉得这是很好，是吧？
So we thought, "Oh, this is very good."
但是弟兄姊妹，稀奇的很，到了第四章九节的那个地方。
But isn't that marvelous when it comes to verse 9 in chapter 4?
神又命令约书亚说，你再另取十二块石头。
The Lord commanded Joshua take another 12 stones.
那么前面的读经的弟兄就告诉我们说，应该是从约旦河的东岸取来的那个旧土地上取来十二块石头。
So some people, elderly saints who are reading the scripture tells us perhaps it's saying that you take 12 stones from the east bank of Jordan.
那么这十二块石头也做以色列人的代表。
And they also represent the people, the tribes of Israel.
我们不要忘记了，取走的十二个石头，十二块石头是以色列的代表。
And the 12 stones that you remove from the middle of Jordan represents Israel.
那么这十二块石头也做以色列人的代表。
But these other 12 stones from the east bank also represents the tribes of Israel.
那么现在他们取来这十二块石头，就放在约旦河底，他们取走那十二块石头的那同一个地方。
And they placed those other 12 stones in the middle of Jordan where they had taken the stones away.
也做他们的见证。
They also represent a testimony.
所以你看见了吗？一面在新土地上，在迦南地上有十二块石头做他们的见证。
So,On one hand, there are 12 stones as a testimony on the new land of Canaan.
一面有十二块石头埋在约旦河底下面，也做他们的见证。
And on the other hand, there are 12 stones that are buried at the end, at the bottom of River Jordan as the testimony also.
一面有十二块石头从约旦河底被带出来，代表新的以色列。
On one hand, some stones were taken out from the bottom of the river Jordan as Israelites were led into the new promised land.
那么另一面又有十二块石头被带过来。
On the other hand, 12 stones were taken from the old place.
那么代表那个从埃及地一直到旷野的旧以色列。
And represents that old Israel who came out of Egypt and went through the wilderness.
那么这十二块石头被埋在约旦河底下。
And those 12 stones are now buried at the bottom of the river Jordan.
那么换一句话就是说，弟兄姊妹。
So in another word, we can say,
过约旦河对于以色列人，全体以色列人来讲，
crossing the river Jordan for the whole Israelites,
必须是一个出来一个埋葬的经历。
It must be an experience of being buried and being raised up again.
我们可以这么说，这新的十二块石头能不能从约旦河里边出来？
And we can ask ourselves, can those two 12 stones being buried in the middle of Jordan come out again?
就取决于这旧的十二块石头有没有被埋在约旦河的底下。
And it has to be to do with whether we have buried the other old stones.
所以这是以色列人过约旦河。
And so this is Israelites crossing Jordan.
是新的被从约旦河里边带出来。
It is that the new have been taken out of Jordan.
他们到了迦南地那边，他们看着这新的十二块石头在那里做他们享受神一切福气的见证。
And when those stones are raised up in the land of Canaan, it testifies to all of God's blessings.
但是你不要忘记了，还有十二块石头是做他们的见证，是被埋在约旦河底下。
Let us not forget that there are other 12 stones bearing a testimony that they have been buried under the bottom of Jordan.
现在我们知道了为什么保罗要在罗马六章讲受浸。
And now we know why Paul is talking about baptism in Romans chapter 6.
所以保罗他在那里边讲，当我们这新人借着主耶稣的复活从水里出来。
But Paul says when the new creation is raised out of the water,
我们就好比那十二块从约旦河中间取出来的石头。
That we are just like those 12 stones taken out of the river Jordan.
但是同时我们这旧人必须进到水里与他一同的埋葬。
But at the same time, the old creation has to enter into the water.
好比神命令约书亚另取十二块石头，你埋在约旦河底的同一块地方。
Just like how the Lord commanded Joshua to take the other stones to be buried into the river.
弟兄姊妹，这是以色列人过约旦河。
Brothers and sisters, this is crossing the river Jordan.
过约旦河当然是信心的经历。
And of course, it has to be an experience by faith.
当然是团体的经历。
And it has to be a corporate experience.
但是真正过约旦河的意义是一个出来一个埋葬的经历。
But the true meaning behind all of this is that there has to be a burial and there has to be a raising up.
没有埋葬的话是不能出来的。
Without one being buried, the other one cannot come up.
你被约旦河带出来的话，你一定是有埋葬的。
And if you have already come through the river Jordan, then some part of you must have been buried.
那么约旦河是以色列人的故事。
And that is the story of the Israelites.
那么也是我们今天的故事。
But it must also be our experience.
那我们就感谢神说以色列人他们在约书亚的带领下面他们全体都过了约旦河。
So we praise the Lord that under the leadership of Joshua, the whole people of Israel went through River Jordan.
现在他们的脚掌是踏在神应许他们的迦南美地。
Now they can set their foot upon the promised land that God has given them.
但是弟兄姊妹约书亚是属灵的人。
But yet Joshua is a spiritual man.
他知道这只不过是第一站。
He knew that this is only the first stop.
他不但是从摩西那里学到。
That he has not only learned from Moses.
从他自己开始接过摩西的棒带领以色列人过约旦河他也知道。
But as he has taken the baton from Moses, he is leading people through Jordan. He also learned it from his own experience.
你进迦南地是一回事。
That entering into Canaan is one thing.
你要征服和享受迦南地那又是另外一回事。
But to conquer and occupy the whole land is quite another matter.
这在圣经的历史里边和我们的信心经历里边都是一样的。
And this is the same in the historical story, but also in our own experience.
所以约书亚五章十三节那里约书亚他要到耶利哥的城外他要举目观看。
So therefore Joshua came to across opposite the city walls of Jericho.
他知道前面的路无论是他也好是以色列人也好他们什么都做不了只有举目观看。
He went there to look because he knew it doesn't matter it's Jericho or all the land of Canaan there's nothing they could do except just to look at it.
就像我们的弟兄刚才带领我们唱的那首诗歌一样。
Like our brother led us in that hymn.
你世界上的事怎么才能够从我们的眼前次第变色成朦胧只有一件事就是你要举目观看。
How can all these things become strangely dim except that we turn our eyes on Jesus?
举目观看是两个合在一起的字。
And this turning our eye or looking up and lifting up our eyes and look is two actions but of one.
对就像弟兄刚才翻译的是对的就是说你把眼睛抬起来才能够观看。
On one hand, you're lifting up your eyes. The other action, you have to look.
你生活在这个世界上你是不需要举目观看这四个字的
If you're living just simply in this world then you don't have to lift up your eyes and look
因为我们一生行走在这地上眼目低垂是最自然不过的事情
Because it's very natural as we live and walk in this world we just keep our eyes down and look
尤其今天是主日是主日的下午你要走在中国城的马路上面你举目观看是不成的你要眼目低垂才能走路的
Especially after church if you go to Chinatown you walk in the streets you can't just lift up your eyes and look you have to look down
所以弟兄姊妹仇敌知道我们眼睛的天性和眼睛的惯性
And our enemy knows the nature of our eyes and the inertia that we have.
所以他就常常利用我们的眼目低垂这个天性和惯性来辖制我们。
That he always used this old habit that we have, that we're always looking down to entrap us.
保罗在哥林多后书四章里边说过一句话，他说：“这个世界的王弄瞎了我们心中的眼睛。”
Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, "The king of this world has blinded our eyes."
我常常觉得，其实不用让这个世界的王把我们里边的眼睛弄瞎了。
And I often felt that we don't even need the king or the god of this world to blind the minds of our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，不用到那个程度。
We don't even need all of that.
只要我们的目光低垂。
As long as we're just kept looking down,
我们被吸引在这个地上的人事物的上面，仇敌已经算是大功告成了。
As long as our eyes are attracted by the things and the people of the and the beauty of this world, then the enemy has already won.
那么现在约书亚他面对耶利哥的城墙。
Yet Joshua came before Jericho.
那么他就知道说，唯有一条路他能够越过耶利哥的城墙的话，就是他里边的眼睛必须被举起来，来观看天上宝座的能力。
And he knew if there were any way to overcome the power of Jericho, then the only way is for him to lift up his eyes and look upon the power upon the throne.
他只有把眼目在耶利哥城墙的下面，他举目向着天上的宝座。
At the foot of the city, the great city walls of Jericho, if he can lift up his eyes and look beyond it.
要不然，弟兄姊妹，基甲是以色列人过了约旦河的第一站。
Otherwise, Gilgal would be the first stop after they passed River Jordan.
也是他们最后一站。
But it will also become their first last place.
我认识一对弟兄姊妹。
I knew a couple brothers.
他们为这前面侍奉主的道路，他们祷告求主的带领。
They had been praying for their ministry and how they would serve the Lord going forward.
那么仇敌就利用地上的人事物，把他们的眼光牢牢扣在这个地上。
And the enemy had using the people and the things of this world to firmly grasp their eyesight upon the world.
为什么？因为弟兄姊妹，我的弟兄，我的姊妹，他们太理性了。
Because my brother and my sister had been very, very logical.
他们太实惠了。
They're very practical.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现事情常常是这样的
？Isn't that true for some of us sometimes?
人越有理性，越要讲道理，那他的眼目就越低垂的。
The more we want to use logic, the more we try to make sense of things, our eyes will just look down.
那么所以将在将近十年的这个功夫的里边。
So for this couple, brothers and sisters, they had been in this matter for 10 years.
弟兄和姊妹里边是非常的苦，很苦的。
And they were in a lot of bitterness.
很干苦的。
And very difficult.
因为他们看不见前面的路。
Because they couldn't see the way going forward.
那么他们觉得是主不爱他们了。
And they felt even to a point that the Lord no longer loves them.
那么是主把他们撇在一边。
That the Lord has forsaken them on the side.
但是感谢主，有一天的早晨。
But we thank the Lord, there was one morning.
当姊妹在灵修的时候
，as the sister was doing her morning devotion,
她只是稍稍的把里边的眼睛举起来。
Even slightly, she lifted up the eyes of her mind.
她只是稍稍的不看地上一切的安排
，It was
而是转眼。转向天上的宝座。
It was just very slightly. She turned our eyes away from the arrangement and the things of the world and looked upon the throne in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，主立刻向她说话了。
The Lord immediately spoke to her.
前面的路立刻就显明在他们前面。
And the way going forward immediately was revealed.
你可以想象十年的功夫他们寻求。
And you could have imagined they have been seeking before the Lord for 10 years.
这一天的早晨。姊妹像一只小鸟一样飞着跑着到弟兄的边上。
And it was that lovely morning our sister can run to the brother as a little bird, so free.
她喊着说主说话了主说话了。
And she told him, the Lord spoke to me.
弟兄姊妹约书亚要把脚踏进耶利哥城。他非得举目观看才能看见得胜的那条路的。
So brothers and sisters, for Joshua to enter through Jericho, he had to lift up his eyes and look.
那么当约书亚他举目观看他就看见耶和华军队的元帅。
So when he did lift up his eyes and look, what did he saw?
那么他当然看见这一位元帅他手里有拔出来的刀。
He saw the captain of the Lord's army with a sword drawn in his hand.
那么第二个是很有意思的，他跟这位元帅，他们之间是有一段很稀奇的对话的。
And it's very interesting that they had a great, very interesting dialogue.
那么我觉得我在读到这一段的圣经的时候，我就想，如果我是约书亚的，当然我不是哈，我是约书亚的话，我要看见耶和华军队的元帅。站在我面前，我只能说主啊，这里实在是太美了，我要在这里搭棚子了。
So I often thought that if I were Joshua, and of course I'm not, but if I were Joshua and I was there to see the captain of the Lord's army, what would I say? I probably would just say, "Oh, this is so great. Let me pitch a tent for you here."
约书亚居然他能够和这一位元帅之间，他是有对话的。
But this Joshua even had dared.The audacity to have a dialogue with the captain of the Lord's army.
那么在这段的对话的里边，我们就看见约书亚其实很关心一件事情，就是你是来做元帅的，但是你是站在哪一边？
And we see Joshua really cared about this one thing. Yes, you are the captain of the Lord's army, but whose side are you on?
那么这位元帅就告诉约书亚说：“我哪一边都不站，我来是要你们站在我这一边。”
But the captain of the Lord's army tells Joshua, "I'm not on your side or on your enemy's side, but I want you to be on my side."
弟兄姊妹，我们常常向神抱怨说他不听我们的祷告。
So often we complain to God that He does not listen to our prayers.
他没有成全我们的祷告。
He does not fulfill our prayers and requests.
他不理我们，他不站在我们这一边。
He does not care for us. He does not stand on my side.
结果我们就和约书亚一样，我们明明和耶和华的军队的元帅，我们是面对面了，我们却是问了一个很幼稚、很幼稚的问题。
But so often we're just like Joshua. We come face to face to the captain of the Lord's army, yet our question to him was so silly.
你来了到底是站在哪一边
Are you for me or are you against me?
弟兄姊妹今天我们有多少的祷告和代祷
So often our prayers, our petitions
难道不是现在同样幼稚的问题的里边
Are we also asking these silly questions?
我们情辞迫切的祷告
And we're crying out in prayers
我们的祷告不过是求主说我的事情很紧要你来了要站在我这一边
And isn't our prayer alwaysthat this matter for myself is so urgent, you have to stand on my side.
我们甚至拐弯抹角的我们跟主说你必须是站在我这一边的。
And we try all different sly ways to tell the Lord, you must come and help me be on my side.
你没有选择你必须站在我这一边。
We're even cornering the Lord saying, you have no other choice, you have to be on my side.
很多的时候我们根本是已经打好了草稿我们已经做好了计划然后我们就用我们的祷告把主请来背书签字。
We even have already drafted everything and we just want the Lord to sign his name at the bottom.
我们把主拉过来站在我们这一边。
We pull the Lord to us to say, Lord, stand on my side.
我想圣徒诗歌里边666首大家都熟悉的这首诗歌叫做谁是在主这边。
Perhaps you are familiar with hymn 666, who is on the Lord's side?
我们注意到诗歌的作者他是一连好几次他都问到谁是在主这边谁要跟随主谁是在主这边跟随主向前
So often in this hymn the hymnist asked the same question over and over Who is on the Lord's side? Who is on the Lord's side?
但是弟兄姊妹诗歌的作者他从来没有问过一句话说主是站在谁这边
But he never asked in this hymn at least that whose side is the Lord on?
因为什么弟兄姊妹
Why is that?
因为诗歌的作者他有生命的经历
Because this hymnist he has experienced in life
他知道我们的主从来不选边站
that Because she knows that our Lord does not stand on anyone's side
他来就是要把我们的意思我们的计划我们的道路带到他那一边
He comes so that he can bring our plans our thoughtsOur desires to his side.
我想因为时间的关系我就想就这一点有限的时间我把十五节跟弟兄姊妹们简单的交通几句我们做以后我们今后彼此的劝勉
And because of time, we'll just conclude with this last verse in verse 15 as encouragement to all of us.
耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说你要把鞋子脱下来
The captain of the Lord's army says, remove your sandals.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是穿惯了鞋子的人。
We have been wearing shoes all our life.
鞋子叫我们里边保留了一个强大的一个地线 ground wire.
That we have, because of shoes, we have this great ground wire in our foot.
因为有这一个鞋子穿在我们的脚下，我们就觉得我们这个人很接地气。
That we feel like we're down to earth because we're wearing shoes.
就好像约书亚他站在耶和华军队的元帅的面前但是他脚上是穿着鞋子的。
Just like Joshua coming face to face to the captain of the Lord's army with his shoes on his feet.
如果不是元帅命令他约书亚没有感觉的。
And if the captain did not command him, he would not even think about it.
我初初读约书亚记的时候我是觉得约书亚是很属灵的人。
Before when I first read the book of Joshua, I thought this Joshua is a great spiritual man.
属灵到一个地步，我是一辈子都够不上的。
To a point that I can never reach to his level.
我读到这句话，我觉得约书亚也跟我差不多。
But when I read here, I thought, oh, Joshua is kind of just like me.
因为主不说话的时候，他的鞋子一直是穿在脚上的。
Because unless the Lord spoke to him, he would just wear his shoes.
他是跟随过摩西的人。
He has followed Moses.
他知道摩西在何烈山的经历。
He had known Moses' experience on Horeb.
那么当这一位向摩西显现的主现在向约书亚显现的时候他忘记了
But when the same Lord who appeared to Moses appeared to Joshua he had forgotten
他穿着鞋子
He was wearing his shoes
这个鞋子里边有一根强大的地线把他和这个地连在一起
He's still wearing the shoe with a great ground wire that connects him to the world
弟兄姊妹约书亚没有感觉我们也常常没有感觉
Joshua did not have that sense nor did we
甚至我们觉得穿鞋子走天路是一件两全其美的事情不是吗
So often we feel like wearing shoes and walking on this heavenly path This is the best of both worlds
弟兄姊妹如果我们有了天我们就要失去了地
But if you want to have heaven, then you will have to lose the world.
我们有了地，我们就失去了天。
But if you want to hold on to the earth, then you will lose the heaven.
这是耶和华军队的元帅向约书亚说这句话的意义。
And that is why the captain of the Lord's army commands Joshua, remove your sandals.
属天生命的见证是绝对不能落在属地的连接的里边的。
That the testimony of a heavenly life cannot be tainted by the connection to the world.
生命要连于属天的那个丰富的能力，那么它里边那个强大的地线是一定要被割断的。
If you want to connect your life to the power and the wonders and the beauty of the life of heaven above, then that ground wire has to be cut.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
他今天借着十字架在我们里边做脱去鞋子的工作。
Today, by the cross, He's removing the sandals within us.
他是为着一个目的。
He has a purpose.
要把我们带进迦南美地。
So that we can be brought into the promised land.
去享受基督里一切的丰富。
So that we can enjoy all the fullness in Christ Jesus.
基督的丰富是我们没有办法想象的。
That we cannot even fathom. The end of the beauty of Christ.
曾经有一位弟兄，当人问到他基督的丰富，你可以怎么样用人的一句话来形容？
There was a brother who somebody had asked him, "How can you describe the fullness and the beauty of Christ?"
弟兄姊妹，他也只能说基督是包罗万有的丰富。
And that the brother can only say Jesus is all and in all.
但是这一句话仍然是没有把基督的丰富说清楚。
But even that phrase itself could not describe the extent of the glory of the Lord.
哥罗西书告诉我们说
，And the book of Colossians tells us,
神有多么的丰富。
How full is the Lord?
在基督里就有多么的丰富。
That all the fullness of God is dwells in Christ in body.
这是他的目的，叫我们重生得救，他要把我们带进去。
And that is his purpose. He has given us a new life through being reborn so that we can be brought into the fullness of Christ. So let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢。
Dear Lord, how we thank you.
我们愿你的话说在我们里边，有给我们生命的能力。
We pray that your word can speak to us and give us the power of life.
我们向着你说，你既然穿山越岭来寻找我们，我们就当快跑来跟随你。
And we want to say, as you cross over the mountains to come and seek after us, that we will run after you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
因为你用到世上那软弱的器皿。
Because you use the weak vessels of the world,
要显明这莫大的能力不是出于我们，乃是出于主你自己。
To display that this great surpassing power is not from us, but in Christ alone.
感谢主，我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We thank you, Lord. In your name we pray.
Amen.